as all the corse in crypt and coffin kept, as all the corse surrendered to the sea, as all the corse for harvest sacrificed, as all the corse entangled in the trees, as all the corse preserved against decay, as all the corse on battlefields let lie, as all the corse who are to progress pledged, as all the corse made feast for other beasts, as all the corse cremated at the pyre, as all the corse who have been disappeared, so go we all, and go the gods besides. Who is my doorway that the dead walk through? Part 1. The Borderlands. In the Marches of Damarash and Leech. Chapter 1. The Ghost-Mounted Man. Year 4826 of Higher and Lower Quadib. On Hazah, 24th of Jenni, the second month. 21 days till spring equinox. If the man were a house, the ghost who possessed him would be the black mold spreading across his walls. No stopping it, no scrubbing it, only enduring. Except he couldn't endure it. Not anymore. "Just kill me," Crachan Scrathmondon begged, as he shoveled out the hanged man's grave with his bare hands.
"I am killing you," the ghost of Irradiant Stones replied. "I'm just doing it at my own pace. Now, dig."
Useless to plead with the ghost, it only irritated him. So Crachan prayed instead to Era Elur, god of death and winter, for the blessing of death this winter's day. But the ghost was a necromancer, or had been one in life, and a necromancer was a priest of death. Crachan had himself dealt death in his day, plenty of it. Before the ghost had entered him, melting his left eyeball from his face and taking up residence in its empty socket, Crachan had thought himself mighty. Warrior giant, royal assassin, a ruthless killer in the prime of his life. But he had never worshipped death. His dealings with her had been transactional, a straightforward matter. That made all the difference now, when the only god who could help him would sooner bend her ear to a ghost's demands than his own.
"Buck up,"
cried the ghost, his nasal voice rattling through Cratchin's skull.
"Put your back into it. You root out this gallows meat for me, my oinker, or I'll seize control of your bone bag again. Remember last time?"
His sneer was palpable, like being spat on from the inside.
"You don't want that? You dig, boyo. Or else."
The ghost threatened, but held back, tucked smugly inside his eye socket. After all, Crachan was well-trained. He'd been the ghost's mount for months now. For, perhaps, eternity. A harsh, gray, late winter day, edging into evening. Crachan hardly remembered a time when the world held color or warmth, when he wasn't equal parts agony and numbness. A light but relentless precipitation waffled between liquid and solid states, resulting in gelid misery. Any bird or beast so fortunate as to not be possessed by the ghost of Irradiant Stones was tucked cozily away in bush or burrow, blissfully ignorant of necromancers or gods.
"Heave-ho, boyo! Work those burly biceps! Think I chose you for your brains? Pah! Saint Death would gag on that paltry mouthful. 12 gods know it wasn't for your sorceries. A more gods-bereft sack of unmagical meat I never did lay eyes on."
As the ghost's regular pattern of complaints droned on and on, Crachan heaved ho. And then, at last, a sucking sound, and the grave's mud relinquished its buried treasure. The corpse in Crachin's cold grip glopped a few inches out of the half-frozen soup of earth and into the diffuse twilight.
"Again," the ghost cried, "heave."
Crachan bent his head to his breast, trying to breathe. He was dizzy. He was always